I want to try to contrast two different people and how they relate to Pesach. It's not going to be exhaustive as far as any of their mahalchim, but introduce some important ideas. Pesach is a yontif, undoubtedly, that requires a good deal of preparation. We've spoken about this in the past already. Shloshim Yom Kodem Chag, a person already engages, as we assume lahalacha, a person already engaging in learning the halachas of Pesach. And one of the things that we want to also, I think, begin to prepare for a little bit is what exactly Pesach entails and how we can, what exactly the experience of Pesach is really supposed to be about, what the focal points are as far as what we're going to be undergoing throughout Pesach, in particular with elements of Seder night. What are some of the primary motifs or the primary themes? What are some of the ideas that are going to be incredibly important for people to know when they enter Pesach night? What are they going to different points of emphasis? We're going to speak about two people. We're going to speak about Reb Chaim Brisker, speak about Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. We're going to speak about Tzfas Emes. Now, it's not so surprising for us to know. We're not talking about Tzfas Emes and Shas. We're talking about Tzfas Emes and the Moedim, Tzfas Emes and Chumash. It's not surprising to note that Reb Chaim and Tzfas Emes are going to have somewhat different interpretations or somewhat different points of emphasis as far as what things are about. But for neither of them, everyone agrees you want to try to experience the day on some level, and everyone agrees that you want to be mekayem the mitzvos achag. What we are going to point out is that there are a variety of differences between them. We're going to first speak about, and we'll try to do it in a way where I think there's dafka, a very interesting point of contrast that exists between Reb Chaim and what you find in Tzfas Emes. Let's start as follows. Briskers are sometimes a little bit hard as far as pinning down different elements of what they do. In source number one, Rav Yitzchak Lichtenstein, now the Rosh Yeshiva of Torah V'Das, son of Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, the grandson of Rav Soloveitchik, put out a Haggadah a bunch of years ago called Siach HaGrid. The Haggadah is a Haggadah of Torah insights from Rav Soloveitchik, and Rav Lichtenstein there points out something important about the way he's going to write his Haggadah, and the way that, as far as at least elements of the legacy of Brisk are going to be given over, the Fachot, at least klapi the masses. His grandfather, Lohir Ladaber on Hagosav, Omen Hage Beis Aviv, Adaraba, Hayam Master on Hagosav, Kederach Beis Aviv. The Mesorah of Brisk is not to talk that much about their Hanhagas. The goal was not to speak that much about, and this is what Reb Chaim would do with the Seder at this point in time, and this is what my father would do at this point in time. That's not what the theme of how they would teach. It wasn't what they would do at all at all that much. The only time that they would speak about what was done in the Mesorah of Brisk, the Anhagas of Brisk, was if it happens to have been very important for expressing a particular Torah idea, they would then note, and this was the Anhaga of Reb Chaim. But it wasn't like the goal was like giving over Anhagas. In that sense, in the Haggadahs that come out from Brisk, which is an amazing thing, this is done in the Siach HaGrid Haggadah and some others also, when they give like the instructions in the Haggadah for like what you do at different times in the Seder, even though it's a Haggadah, let's say, of the Torah of Rav Soloveitchik, the Torah of one of the, of whoever it is associated with Brisk, they will write in the Haggadah, the instructions will be the same instructions found in every single Haggadah. They're not even going to write in Reb Chaim's Haggadah to do the things that Reb Chaim said to do, because that wasn't what Reb Chaim was really about. Reb Chaim did what he did. They kept that more or less privately. In elements of Brisk, at least, certainly in thought, by Reb Soloveitchik you had this, was a strong belief that people should do the minhag of their mishpacha, the minhag of their family. And that while there are undoubtedly exceptions to that, the goal was not like listen to the Torah and do everything which is found in Brisk. That wasn't really the primary point of emphasis. What was the primary point of emphasis? So the primary point of emphasis was being magdir things well halachically. And if we're going to enter into the first night of Pesach, the primary question that we want to ask is, so what is the unique, what are the unique obligations of the first night of Pesach? To speak not as much about like just the hanhagas of when to pick up a cup and when to cover matzahs and who has to make kiddush, and what are the halachas in certain contexts, that's for sure relevant and important. But part of the primary question that Reb Chaim is going to deal with at times in regards to Pesach night is going to be a specific question, which is the unique obligations, what are the primary chiyuvim? One of the more well-known ha'aras of Reb Chaim, just to give us some insight, is a ha'ara that they say Reb Chaim would say over every year at the beginning of the Seder. And it was a question that they quote from Reb Chaim. It's found in the Sefer Emek Bracha, right? Pomerantia quotes from the Brisker Rav, quoting from Reb Chaim. Reb Soloveitchik says he was Mekabel he has the same question with a bit of a different list. But this was, as Imik Bracha, V'nira al-pimash shemati mor v'rabi ha-gona ha-beis in the brisk, the brisk rav, b'shem aviv marin ha-gracha levi z'chorna l'vracha, she'b'chol shana b'shas ha-seder shal Pesach, haya mevar lifnei b'nei beisa. That this is what Reb Chaim would explain every single year. It's time for Pesach night. This was Reb Chaim's question. Said Reb Chaim as follows. There are two halachic obligations found in Rambam. There's a mitzvah of Zechiras, Yetzias Mitzrayim, which we fulfill every single day. Every day a person has to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. When do we fulfill that mitzvah of every single day remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim? So we fulfill that mitzvah, Pashtos, during Kriyat Shema. L'man Tiskru, that's not really a, too hard to think right now, but that's about Mitzrayim right now. But we in the third paragraph of Kriyat Shema, we always speak about Yetzias Mitzrayim, Asher Tzitzicha Meret Mitzrayim, and that's the fulfillment of the daily mitzvah of Zechirat Yetzias Mitzrayim. What Reb Chaim wanted to explain was, so, Manishtana, how is the night of Pesach any different? Pesach has a different obligation. Not the obligation of Zechirat Yetzias Mitzrayim, but the obligation of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why is it there's a mitzvah of Sipur? What is the unique obligation above and beyond what we have all year long? And for Reb Chaim, therefore, part of the primary goal in terms of maximizing Seder night, part of the primary goal of preparing is defining in precise halachic terminology what is going on this night. What's it all about? What's it all about? What makes this night unique in a certain sense? And Reb Chaim gave a variety of different answers. Many of them based on the Rambam, Halachos Chametz U'Matzah, Perek Zayin, Halachos Aleph Durhei. But what are those differences? So the Emek Bracha quotes the Brisker Rav three differences. Salvecha quoted four and added a fifth. And some of them overlap and some of them don't entirely overlap. At least there's a certain nuance difference between them. We'll go through them just to be able to appreciate well what it is. Difference number one. I mean, the Rav quotes the first difference, that Sipor applies only on Pesach night and the rest apply the rest of the year. But that we're working assuming that. Number one, Zechira, you can remember just by yourself. The mitzvah all year long of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim, you could do on your own. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim requires saying it over to other people, Derech She'ela U'tshuva. It's much more interactive. It has to involve other people and saying it over as far as questions and answers. Additionally, remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim all year long just requires me to remember that we got out of Mitzrayim. On the night of Pesach, I have to remember all of the events, Lahasnal Beganus, Lasayim Beshvach. I have to go through all of the events that took place. The third chiluk, said Reb Chaim, recorded by the Emek Bracha, was that on the night of Pesach, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, we have to understand not only the mitzvos that we're doing on this night, but part of the goal of Sipur is to explain the Ta'ameh HaMitzvos, the reasoning behind why we're having matzah and things like that. To explain Tamei HaMitzvos also lie, like Rabbi Gamliel said, Kosel Omer Shlosh Dvarim. Pesach L'Yatzi Dei Chovasa. So those are three elements of the unique elements that you find in the Emek Bracha there. Salvechik said things a little bit differently. Salvechik in verse number 6 is Shiur Mozeich Rav Mori, the Yartit Shiram of the Rav. Again, we'll stop for a second to note what's going on. But the Rav said the first that you see the Shriam, Sipur is only at night, Zechira is all year long. But then the Rav says follows, Zechira Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's just mentioning it. Sipur requires going through the whole story. That's very similar to what we saw in Reb Chaim. Next, Zechira, you have to do by yourself, others you have to share with others. Also, that has overlap. Next, Zechira Yetzias Mitzrayim is not a separate obligation all year long. It is part and parcel of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. To be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim, to accept the Yoke of Hashem, is very much tied to Yetzias Mitzrayim. And part of the reason why we remember Yetzias Mitzrayim is an integral part of our, generally speaking, Kabbalas O Malchus Shamayim. Okay, that was a little bit different. The Rav himself added something, that Yetzias Mitzrayim on Pesach night, it's not enough just to mention it, but rather we have to also hallel the Hodah, say thank you to Ribbono Shalom for it. But what you find, just to note this very, very briefly, the night of Pesach night, what Reb Chaim wanted to try to explain in a real way is one specific yesod. What makes Pesach night different? The mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, how is it different from what we have all year long? And there are four or five chilukim, said over in the name of Reb Chaim, for what the difference itself really is considered to be. What is the yisod hadavar? And for Reb Chaim, the way you're going to define that is through halachic terminology. Al pi din, what is the mechayim? And for Reb Chaim, he's going to argue, which I think is in many ways are very, very compelling. If I read the Rambam closely, this is what's going to emerge. But that's Reb Chaim's mehalach. The Sfas Emes comes along, and Sfas Emes does things that in a certain sense, again, not an exhaustive, but they put a bunch of Sfas Emes together. Whereas Sfas Emes does something that's very, very different. That's very, very different. Maybe I'll start by asking a question or two. We quote in the Haggadah, Amar Blaz ben Azariah, Harei ani kiven shivim shana, like I'm 70 years old, v'lo zachis yishtemar, I didn't know, I wasn't zocha to say it, he's mitrayim balelos. Ad shadarsha ben Zoma, until ben Zoma came along with the drasha, and said, kol yimei chayecha hayamim, kol yimei chayecha halelos, there's a requirement of mitzvah of remembering he's mitrayim every single day and every single night. Chachamim come along and they say, you have to remember it not only now, kol yimei chayecha l'rabos yimosh hamashiach. How about the following question? What's that Mishnah all about? What mitzvah is that Mishnah all about? It's not about anything unique about Pesach night. That Mishnah is entirely about the general mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Some of the Mefarshim ask the question, why are we bringing in a discussion about the general mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim on Pesach night? I would have thought on Pesach night you should have to focus on the ones that are unique. That's what I would have thought. The Sfas Emes can deal with an additional question, which is Kohamar Bilsaper, Bitit Mitzrayim, Harezim Meshubach. The Chachamim are up all night in Bnei Brak, and the more you speak about it, Harezim Meshubach. Sfas Emes is bothered by a question implicitly, why is that so? We don't find this in every single mitzvah, where we say, the more you talk about it, Harezim Meshubach. Torah is infinite. Torah can always be there. We don't say as follows. You know, for a certain Rishonim, you have to remember Maisa Miriam. Because Miriam spoke Lashon Hara, remember Maisa Miriam. We don't say like, kol a marbe l'saper, you know, with what happened with Miriam, to avoid Lashon Hara, HaRezim Meshubach. Or Shabbos. Zachar Yom Shabbos Akasha. We don't say, again, just to frame the question, he doesn't ask it this way, but when it comes to Shabbos, we don't say like, by the way, the more that you remember Shabbos, HaRezim Meshubach. Ask Sfas Emes implicitly, what is it about the Sipur of Yetzias Mitzrayim that we would argue, kol a marbe l'saper, Yetzias Mitzrayim, HaRezim Meshubach. They're up all night. What exactly is the Yisod? What exactly is going on here? And I'll go with just one more, just a ha'ara of a question. Well, we'll start building this way. If you look in source number 7 on the sheet, Sfas Emes in Pesach in Shnas Tuf Reish Mem, Sfas Emes begins with a kasha, and the kasha itself is going to lead us in a particular direction in a very, very powerful way. Sfas Emes on Shas is such an amazing lamdan and things like that. But in his parish here, he's much more of a Baal Machshava. But what's amazing about Sfas Emes, he sometimes begins with kashas that are asked in the world of halacha, and he shares an insight. The following Torah is an awesome Torah. It's an awesome Torah. Sfas Emes wonders, if there is a mitzvah on Pesach night of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, many of the Mefarshim asked this question, why is there no bracha on that mitzvah? Bederech Klal, we always recite brachas on mitzvahs. Bederech Klal, we recite a bracha on a mitzvah before I pick up a lulav, I say a bracha. How come I'm being mekayim the mitzvah of Magid, there's no bracha at all? Says Sfas Emes the following Torah. You have elements of this in Torah's chassidus, this mahalach in general. But listen to what he says. Umat, last five lines. She'im mevarachim brichas on mitzvah, sibrich mitzvah, yish lomar. Shehu dover hamutal alenu ba'atzmenu, gam im lo hayinu mitzuvim alzos. V'lo shayach al zeh bracha. You know when you make a bracha? You make a bracha when the Ribbono Shel Olam commands you, and therefore you feel an obligation to make a bracha. Says Sfas Emes, you're supposed to be remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim, even if there were no halachic obligation whatsoever. Just basic understanding of what Judaism is about should require you on Pesach night to be talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim. We don't make brachas on things that we should really, really be doing anyway, says Sfas Emes. We don't make a bracha on something that really, that we should do, gamim lo hayun mitzuv malzos. That does not, a bracha is when it comes within a tzivoy. There is a tzivoy, but at its core, what's going on Pesach night, we would do anyway. What Sfas Emes just did in a certain sense is make Pesach night not as halachically focused. It's not about the tzivoy of Ribono Shel Olam. There are things going on Pesach night that you would be crazy not to tap into, even if there was no tzivoy whatsoever. If the Ribono Shel Olam would decide this year you got a message from Hashem, by the way, tonight, no chiv at all of Tzibur Tzibur Tzrayim, Tzitzvah Semes, you would be wildly crazy not to still engage in that mitzvah. Wow, it's so important. What's so important about it? So for Tzfas Emes, there's something which is a wild idea. I want to tell you the Yesod. The Yesod is in many, many pieces of it. I left Beis Medrash a little bit late last night. I went to the Otzer on the way there. I figured out, I'm sure that there's a Haggadah of Torah, the Tzfas Emes. So I walked out 45 seconds later with three different Haggadahs of the Tzfas Emes Haggadah. There's a lot of them. There's a lot of Tzfas Emes on Pesach. There's another Sefer just on the Tzfas Emes on Pesach. I just didn't have access to it when preparing this year. But the Tzfas Emes has it sold in a lot of places. You ready? We spoke a little bit about the power of Yetzias Mitzrayim. One of the things that Yetzias Mitzrayim really did was introduce into the world the power of Geula. Introduce into the world the power of redemption. The Yetzias Mitzrayim brought a certain shaychus of the world of Geula. And says Tzfas Emes, we spoke about this in Hanukkah time, every single Yontif, the kochos, the power that existed originally on the original day, comes back again. So on Hanukkah, when you celebrate Hanukkah, the power that was there in the original miracle that took place on Hanukkah exists again when we celebrate Hanukkah. That's what a moed is. Mikra'i Kodesh is tapping into the original kochos that are there. One of the primary kochos brought into the world on Pesach, which exists every year on Pesach, is the koach of Geula, the power of redemption. And Tzfas Emes understands that here is where he's conceptually, in a certain sense, so different from Reb Chaim. The unique power of Pesach is not in the uniqueness of Pesach night, but rather in the relevance of Pesach night to nowadays. In the intense relevance of Pesach night to all experience, because as Tzfas Emes, when you tap into Geula, that means that you can experience a degree of redemption, Dafkan Pesach night. And in that sense, what he does, which is so powerful, is to develop the idea, he expands the relevance of what's happening in the Haggadah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim to all year long. It's not about the unique koach of Pesach night. It's all year long. Listen to the following. It's really, really wild. It's really wild. Look at source number 7. Kol HaMeiz Meshubach. Who al kol hayamim? All days, the more you remember it, but not only Pesach night. The more kol hamarba l'sabris Mitzrayim, on a regular Tuesday morning, HaReiz Meshubach, you will benefit, and that is valuable. L'chein zochit Mitzrayim b'chol yom. He's not emphasizing the unique character of Pesach night. He's saying, look at Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that will highlight for me the fact that there's a mitzvah all year long, highlights for me just how significant Yetzias Mitzrayim really is, and Pesach night also. V'ayadeh ha-sipor mis'over k'tzas ke'ula, b'chlal u'v'frat, kol nefesh Yisrael. When you remember, you talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim, whether it's on Pesach or not on Pesach, when you remember what's happening with Yetzias Mitzrayim, you're tapping into, you're bringing a power of redemption into the world. A redemption for Klal Yisrael, a redemption for you as an individual. You can tap into powers. K'mo shehai Yetzias Mitzrayim hachanal kabal satorah. K'mo chen gam ata. K'fi masha oskim Yetzias Mitzrayim zochim l'torah. Just like there was Yetzias Mitzrayim before Torah, so the more we got out of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we get Torah 50 days later, so too, the more that you engage in Yetzias Mitzrayim, the more you're tapping into getting ready to be mekabel Torah. Listen as follows. Ve'eno rachok lomar. Says Fasemes, I don't think it's so hard to say. Ki Maisa b'Bnei Brak, when all the Hachamim come to Rabbi Akiva's house, and they're talking about Mitzrayim all night long. Achi Giyu Talmidim v'Omrim. The Talmidim come and they say, Rabbeinu, Rabbeinu, Higiyah Edman Kriyat Mitzal Shachris. Says Tzfas Emes, a wild thing. Eino Racha Klomar, Ki Maisa b'Bnei Brak, Haya Belayla Acheres. So you misaprim Osa live at Or Poker. I don't even think that happened on Pesach. They were stam up late one night, just talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because that's Tzfas Emes, Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's not the Chivers all year long, Sipur that night. You can tap into what Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is all about all year long. I think it was a Monday night. And they were just meeting. And they got into this amazing discussion about Yetzias Mitzrayim. and they totally lost track of time. Until somebody who came and said, it's Tuesday morning chakras. It's a 6:45 minute. What's going on? We're here for this. And an amazing sort of like, an amazing ha'ara. Because the ilav hachi kasha, pshita, says vasemes, if that took place on Seder night, what's the chiddush? What, they were up all night going over that? That's obvious. The chiddush was a Tuesday. And on a regular night, they were engaged in this. What an amazing idea. What an amazing idea. He said, maybe a dafka happened on Pesach. But even if it happened on Pesach, it could be, says Fasemes, it's a wild idea. The story was so riveting and so exciting, they forgot to eat matzah. That's like Rabbi Akiva. They totally forgot. They were so engaged in it. So he talks about how there were two times for sure, Doraisa, Komar B'Saper, and things like that. But what an amazingly wild idea as far as its relevance. He goes on to explain this, by the way. It's now not surprising at all for Sfas Emes, that Maisa, or that Drush of the Mishnah. Omer Bozver Azariah, Hareni Ben Shivishana, Velo Zachisi, Koyame Chayecha, Yamim, Leilos. Why are we bringing a discussion about Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim in the middle of the Haggadah? Like, what's going on? Says Sfas Emes, it's an amazing Ha'ara, amazing Ha'ara. Chacham have a very odd Shita. Chachamim say, Kol Yemechayecha, Lahavi, Limosha Mashiach. That you have to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim, not only now, but even in the times of Mashiach, you're still going to be remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim. Asks Sfas Emes, why? Why is that so important? Look at source number 11 on the sheet. Lahavi Limosha Mashiach, Ki Zechir V'Sipor V'Ki Mitzrayim, Mevi Yimosha Mashiach. Look at Al-Derach Jerush, Lahavi Limosha Mashiach, Sipurei Mitzrayim is it's what brings. It's what brings Geula. It's what brings Yemosha Mashiach. Because Ses Vasemes as follows. Here's this is an interesting way of saying it. Again, part of it is about the enduring relevance of it. Look at Vasemes here. What happened? Ki be'ez Yitzit Mitzrayim haya haratzon liyos tikun hakolok moshiela asad lavo ismoechad. You know what happened when Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim? The way the story was supposed to go in the original plan was that Klal Yisrael was going to be taken out and we were going to usher in immediately the end of days. There's going to be the world being exactly the way the world was really meant supposed to be. You leave Yitzhak Mitzrayim and it's totally different. You're totally in a different place. It's an amazing thing. But you know what happened? Amalek came along. And Amalek came along and messed that up. And we know that there were sins as a result and there's Achid HaEgel and there's Achid of the Meraglim. And things don't develop the way it's supposed to develop. But the original plan was Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kabbalah Satorah, straight, the way things are supposed to be, Lasid Lavo. When we remember Yitzias Mitzrayim, says Fas Emes, we continue to remember it, what we're trying to remember is part of the relevance. The same way when we left Mitzrayim, we were supposed to envision the way the world was really supposed to be, just there were things got messed up. When you remember Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, we're supposed to envision and try to go back the way things were originally supposed to be. And the more that you are osik in Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, the more that you remember the story as far as what was supposed to happen. We left Mitzrayim. Subsequently, once we got out for a while, Amalek came along and ruined things for us, but the goal was you leave Mitzrayim, it was supposed to be a complete high, all the way there. Says Fasemes, we're always being osik in Yitzias Mitzrayim. We're trying to remember the way things were originally supposed to be. We're trying to remember what the original plan was. Try to tap into what Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is supposed to transform us and to bring us to a particular place. Says Fasem, something else is really interesting. The goal in every generation is to continue to dig and understand Yitzias Mitzrayim, and every generation to tap into those kochos of Geula. You know what's one of the weirder parts of the Haggadah? I struggle with this a lot. You think there were 10 makos? There were like 50 makos. You think there were 50 makos? There were like hundreds of makos all there. And that the cheshbonos, the various tanaim, are counting as far as like how many makos there really were. It's a very odd section of the Haggadah in a certain sense. Like, how many can you count with new drashas? Says Fasemes, what's going on there is it's people who are continually delving into, in deeper ways, Yitzias Mitzrayim. It looks like 10, but if you know how to be marvelous saper Yitzias Mitzrayim, if I know how to continue to dig in, I can see that there are more and more elements. As the more I focus on the Geula of Mitzrayim, the more I'm preparing myself and preparing the world for a real Geula. That's what we're doing. The more that we're bringing down a certain sense of Geula, the more in a certain sense we're able to do so. Look in source number 13, Tafrei Lamed Zayin. Behold, door by door, I have to view yourself who you left in Mitzrayim. What does that mean? Every generation, you have to view yourself as if you left Mitzrayim. You have to believe. Ki'ilu yatsa, kifiat raksh, aideha amuna, v'roas atmo ki'ilu yatsa. If you see yourself on Pesach night, as here's a night when it's ki'ilu, I'm really leaving Mitzrayim, kifiat sipur v'habirur, shemivara b'ti Mitzrayim, zocha le'orer ha'neis, u'miskayim b'chinas ha'gu'ula gam ata. Pesach night, there are kochos of redemption. You know the choice that you get to make is, says Fasemes, the more that you are in, the more you experience it. The more that you are in, the more you experience Geula. The more that you are an outsider, so we don't experience it the same way. Kilachin mechuyavim lizkor. You see the triumph kol hayamin. Sha'ayadezem me'orin ha'geula. The requirement of always remembering Yitzhak Mitzrayim every single day is that that's what brings Geula. Va'ayadezem yiyah ha'geula. V'zesh nemer lahavi limos ha'mashiach. And that's why I call marbel saper Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Why we marble at Saper? Peirush Chachamim Basipor Mitzrayim Meorin HaGeula Bichol Dor Vador V'Chem Atzim Rabbi Kiva V'Chavei Rav Shosifu Ahamakos Ad Chamishim Makos. They're trying to talk about these things as much as they possibly can. I want to chaz what we did thus far, and I want to try to add a couple of just nekudas that I think can be important. Rukhaniyim and Tzfas Emes really do, in a certain sense, describe and highlight different perspectives. For Reb Chaim, at least for Reb Chaim, part of what Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is about, part of Pesach night, is understanding and defining well what makes this night unique. It has to be questions and answers. It has to be understanding the Tam image. It has to understand the story well. It has to be interactive. It's not just Tam, so long as you remember what makes this night unique. For Sfas Emes is a very different perspective. It's not about what makes this night unique. It's about this is the night where we appreciate in a more intense way how relevant these things are all year long. And the inyan of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is not limited to Pesach night. It's limited, you can do it all year long. And the idea of Kohan Marbel Saper, Yetzias Mitzrayim, HaRezim Meshubach, is not limited to Pesach night. Not only not limited to Pesach night, it's not limited to these days. It's Lahavi, the Moshe Mashiach. It's what's going to eventually even bring a Tekuf of Mashiach. In the time of Mashiach also, why are we going to remember in the time of Mashiach? How many times Mashiach, the Gemara says, it's just a greater miracle. Based on the Farshim asked the question, please listen up, it's an amazing question. Obviously, the Gemara tells us, it's in the time of Yemosha Mashiach. We've survived Melchemes Gog Magog. We're in the time of Mashiach. And right now, what's the greater miracle at that stage? So says the Gemara, undoubtedly the greater miracle is Yemosha Mashiach. Nevertheless, we still have a mitzvah to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Farshim ask why. The mashal they give is the following mashal. A guy walks out in the street and he finds $500. So you remember, I found $500. 3 years later, you find $10 million on the street. What's the toelis of still remembering the $500 you found then? It's batel umavutel, relevant to the $5 million I found in the street later. Yemosha Mashiach is like the 5 million. It's unparalleled in its miraculous nature. What happened before is tafel. Why isn't it batel? Why are we remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim b'Yemosha Mashiach? And the answer is because that's where it all started. The koach of all geula came from Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the more that you're osek in geula, the power for eventually Mashiach to come was in place beginning when Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. When Hashem took Tzad Mitzrayim, it's Yitzhak Mitzrayim, which could take place. And for Sfasem, it's all about how Bnei Brak, they were there on a Tuesday night talking about these things. Unbelievable, what an unbelievable chiddush. We'll have Rachak Lomar, that it wasn't even Pesach night. We're bringing in Maisas, those Maisas, it's an amazing like beginning. Avadim Hayinu, great. Now we have the Maisa in Bnei Brak and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. For Sfasem, those Maisas are not Pesach Maisas. Those things have nothing to do with Pesach. You know what they do have to do with? You're setting the stage. All we're going to talk about tonight, all we're going to speak about tonight about Pesach, understand this stuff is relevant all year long. It's not a formal chiv of Sipur. The formal chiv is only at night. But part of the goal of having this one moment, like I quote so many times, is the pa'amon, is to reverberate afterwards. and to continue to think about even afterwards. It's an amazing contrast, Reb Chaim and Tzfas Emes, and what they're trying to do. One thing Tzfas Emes says, or what I would say is as follows. For us, just to make it maybe half a step more relevant, I think for us, and to be able to do Pesach night well, requires tapping into both elements of what Reb Chaim emphasized and we saw here today, and emphasizes what we saw here in Tzfas Emes. A person wants to observe Pesach and maximize Pesach well. First step for Reb Chaim. What are the unique halachic obligations of this night? What are the dikduki mitzvot I have to fulfill? What does Yitzhak Mitzrayim have to actually look like for me to be mekayim the mitzvah? Define things well, precisely halachically. That's a starting point. The starting point is defining those things well. For the Tzfas Emes, appreciate the relevance of Yitzhak Mitzrayim. And for Tzfas Emes, here's an interesting idea. When we speak about tapping into the power of Yitzhak Mitzrayim, I just want to say as clearly as we can. There are powers of redemption that exist on Pesach night. Yitzias Mitzrayim. A person can leave those places in which they feel like they're a little bit of an eved. You can leave those places. Pesach night's about tapping into certain kochos. What that means undoubtedly is true about Klal Yisrael as a whole. Lahavi mas Mashiach. The more Jews that tap into Yitzias Mitzrayim, the more we are me'orer, a koach of geula. But we often say over an idea that comes from Baal Shem Tov, to deal with Tzfas Emes references here also. Galus and Geula is not only true when it comes to the national stage. It's not only that Klal Yisrael is in Galus and then Klal Yisrael get a Geula, but it can be true for individuals also. Let me try to explain what that means. There are times in life where a person can feel like they are in a personal Galus. I am just not where I really think I'm supposed to be. I'm not tapping into the part of me that I know I'm really supposed to tap into. I can live a stage of life where I feel like I'm just not fully who I am supposed to be. I'm not fully there the same way. The Baal Shem said that's what we daven for when we say lechadodi of karva el nafshi ge'ala, to bring a ge'ula to my soul, to bring a ge'ula. Because sometimes a person can feel like things are not clicking. You know, ever been somewhere and you feel you're in a state of flow and everything is just awesome and everything is really clicking? That's the bechina of ge'ula. And if you're ever at a stage and things just aren't clicking that much, and it's just harder, I don't feel like I am where I'm supposed to be. That's geula for the Maharal. Geula is I'm where I'm not supposed to be, and geula is where I feel like I'm just tapping into. Says Tzfas Emes, the koach of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is not only relevant, for the geula with what they place, but as a Shem Yisbar for Klal Yisrael. But if you tap into well the kochos of geula, if I experience Pesach well, says Tzfas Emes, there's a koach for you as an individual also to experience what is a geula, to feel like things are beginning to click again the way that they're always supposed to be. That a person who feels like he's in a tekufa of galus, I feel like it's not clicking that much. You ever sit there sometimes and you say, I'm not davening the way I'm supposed to daven. I don't know why. I just feel like I'm in a personal galus at this time. I'm not learning the way I'm supposed to be learning. I'm trying very hard. I'm coming every day. But something's just not clicking the same way. Sometimes a person needs a personal geula. The way some say it over in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, sometimes a person has to learn, this is going to be a little bit different cage on it, how to be your personal Mashiach. Bring yourself redemption sometimes. Bring yourself, that koach is there. And Yitzias Mitzrayim is the time to do it, to bring yourself to a point of geula. They say in the Chassidim that when each individual Jew is able to get to a place of geula, an individual Jew we're doing things the way we're supposed to be doing. So then Klal Yisrael as a whole will be zocha to the geula. Hopefully Pesach can be a singular experience, a unique one. Hopefully Pesach can also be an incredibly relevant one, and one that when we remember the Mitzrayim, the more we're osek in it, we can tap into those kochos, we can experience those kochos in a very real and very, very powerful way. May we be zocha to experience personal geulas, to tap into that on Pesach, and may we also be zocha to experience in a much more powerful way the national geula. Bevias, goel, tzedek, shkoyach, guys. Have a wonderful, wonderful day, a wonderful Shabbos.